Blog Talk Radio.
Here at ACO Radio, American Communications Online, or any affiliated stations or websites are not responsible for what guests, hosts, or call-ins may say. All programming is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only.
Hello, world. Welcome aboard, all you ground troops spinning around smartly on the planet that I personally am sitting on today, on the 4th of July, Independence Day, the United States of America annual celebration because of the year 1776. And we're going to talk about us and what we're co-creating in America today in cyberspace culture. So I'll put today's show under culture. So welcome aboard all you veterans out there and civilians out there working to commemorate the passage of Independence Day with us. And, you know, the 4th of July is pretty important to Americans, and it's a federal holiday since 1941. And I've asked one of our main association co-founders to show up, and we're going to start a completely new Made in USA July 4th weekend and promote our American artists, visual and performing artists, our musicians, and our storytellers, our authors, everybody that likes to co-create, and how we're moving into the fifth dimension from the third dimension, and just celebrate families. That's what today, selling the heart of our American spirit and the culture that we're creating together. Now, I'm all about surprises and the real meanings of history. I am a historian, and I've invited Michael Lee Woods of Tennessee. He is an artist of Tennessee, for all of those of you that live in Tennessee. He's also a fellow veteran, and we have been doing social media together for close to 8 years now, and he has helped me in many ways, promoting ACO Associates or those out there with our clubs. We have Alien Contact Organization, American Communications Online, Ace Folk Life, Historical Society, Ascension Center Organization out of Hawaii. We have the ACO. We have TJ Morris. We have ACO Press Club, ACO Cyberspace Culture Club, and Ace Metaphysical Institute. And we go by associates, ACO Associates and UFO Associates, with UFO Association and UAP. So we have ACO Associates, UFO Associates, and UAP Associates. And so we're Ace Metaphysical Institute metaphysicians. So we're going to talk about all of that. But let me get Michael Lee Woods on here and let him talk for a while. Michael Lee Woods, stand by, you're turning. Now you're on. Can you hear me? And can let me see if I can hear you. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right. Well, let's see what I can say. You pretty much introduced me. I mean, there's not much left to say about me. I think you pretty much covered all of it.
Well, so, you want to tell him you're calling from Tennessee. Is it Camden, Arkansas, or Camden, Tennessee?
Is it
Camden, though? Can you spell it for us? Tell us where you're located.
Just like Camden, New Jersey. C-A-M-D-E-N, just like New Jersey.
Now, what is a big city? Have you seen any celebrations in Camden? Have you been out driving or seeing flags or in the last few days
I've actually been staying in. We're under a heat advisory anyway, and I've pretty much been staying in except to go out and feed the cats. So,
well, okay. So you're in a small town, but well, tell us a big. How does Camden normally, or when you were growing up? Let's do a little history for people in America. We know it's Independence Day, and we've got to get into the celebration and the history of what all this means, and you can read it. But in the meantime, go ahead and pull up what you want to talk about on Independence Day today, because most people know they're supposed to go cook or have parades, and they see the American flag. We celebrate the flag, and we celebrate veterans, and we cook together. My family all usually we have a big cookout here at my house, but my daughter died a few years back. Now everybody's split up. A lot of my family went to Birmingham, Alabama, where I went to university and had my kids, and some of my kids are, you know, are in Arkansas and having a cookout over there. My sister and my brother went out on a cruise. And normally I had everybody here, but now that I'm the grandma, they all split and left me out for three generations. So I'm here sitting alone. And I guess you don't have any family close by, do you? Tell me about you. What's going on with you today?
Well, I've got an aunt that lives about 3 miles up the road, and I suppose I could have gone and visited her, but I kind of half expect she's gone to see her son. He lives Alabama or Arkansas. I can't remember which way. He lives in one of the A states that's a little further south than me. But he usually comes up and gets her for the holidays. So that's my closest relative on my dad's side. And I have a couple of uncles that also live in town here. They're just a few miles away.
But y'all didn't get together and have no family reunion or nothing today, which a lot of people do. Yeah, we used to, but now my daughter and my son-in-law, now they all got together at a barbecue, and it smelled so good out in the back of their house. But they had me go over there and pick me up a ribeye and broccoli and salad and all that, and I just ate. So, but, you know, Grandma had to go. Normally they'd come bring it to me, but today everybody's partying, you know, drinking maybe a little bit. But I don't know if they are or not, but I just told them I'd go get it. So, you know, but at least I got a good meal today. And so it's about being with family and meals. But mainly, I turn that phone off and I can hear it again. Why don't you, let me try to turn that phone off again. Tell us what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be celebrating 1776, right? And about
right.
Independence Day. So why don't you read us why it's a federal holiday and what is all this about? Because all the banks are closed because it's – aren't the banks closed, Michael? I don't even know. Aren't they?
Yeah.
And most cities – oh, the post office too. Well, what big city? Are you closer to Memphis or Nashville or – I don't even know what all.
I'm slightly closer to Nashville than Memphis, but about 50 miles closer to Nashville.
All right.
So I'm about 100 miles from Nashville and about 150 from Memphis, so.
Somewhere in between, Fair Midland.
Yeah.
What's the closest military base to you?
Fort Campbell.
Now, I used to go to Fort Campbell all the time. Matter of fact, that's where I got my wedding ring when I was married. Bless his soul, he's passed on, and I understand your ex, we're both widowers, folks, and today is actually Michael Wood's 31st day had she lived. His wife, God bless her soul, Brenda, my sister's name, which is a coincidence, but 31 years and a veteran for the Navy Marine Corps, and y'all met there in Camden, but let's just, you know, that was your family, and you're starting all over again today with me co-founding a club that we can vet and have people trade and do Made in the USA products that we're going to do and make. But you want to add anything on that? It's sort of a special day, but you and I we're both loners now, and we didn't have no family that really wanted us to hang around with, so, and we didn't initiate it. So I guess our family's going to be this club. Maybe there's a lot of lonely hearts out there. What do you think? I don't know. What are we going to do today? Could be y'all lonely hearts. Well, tell us what are we celebrating today? We're going to celebrate it with all you people out there that are lonely hearts or alone or, you know, may want to just know us in cyberspace culture. We'll just create our own community here. Let's go for it. So we're going to begin today, July 4th, with Michael Woods. Michael, tell us what today's supposed to be about anyway.
All right. I've been doing some homework on this, and it was on this day in 1776 that the Second Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, and that's really what we're celebrating, the fact that these bold men decided it was time to break away from England and become independent. And that is what we're here to celebrate first and foremost. But while I was looking around, I did manage to find a few other interesting little firsts that happened on this day.
Well, historically, I'd like to hear. I'm a historian. I like to hear. I like to know why we do things and what the history is behind it. So anything you've got, today's the day to talk about July 4th. So, and it'd be fun to talk about Made in USA and, you know, being American-made, proud to be an American and all that. So what you got?
All right. It was in 1781 that Massachusetts declared this day a holiday, which we've already discussed that. But in, and you were talking about Made in America products. Here's a big one. In 1817, production on the Erie Canal began. So that
today?
Was a big, that was a big American project right there.
Well, let's talk about Congress. Who made it a federal holiday? I mean, who got together and decided we're supposed to celebrate today?
I will look into that and see. It seems like I ought to know, but my brain is like a sieve. I've had a lot of stuff come in and disappear.
Well, think about it. Yeah, well, I don't know. So, you know, folks, the Senate and the Congress, we know there's three. I know this from going to school in America is we have the judicial, the legislative, and the executive. Our executive, judicial, legislative, if you go EJL. The Supreme Court is the judicial, right? Legislative, I guess, is the House and the Senate. And the executive is the President of the United States. What do you think? Am I close there, Michael? Because you're a historian, too, a philosopher and a pastor and artist and writer and screenwriter.
I was looking something up, and I wasn't paying as much attention as I should have. But, yeah, the Constitution, it divides the government into three branches, the legislative, executive, and judicial, which is Congress, the president, and the Supreme Court. So, I think you were right.
I didn't even look that up. I can't because I'm running the board, but you go ahead.
It was in 1870 that Congress established Independence Day as a holiday, and in 1938, Congress reaffirmed it as a paid holiday for federal employees, according to PBS.org.
PBS, which is Public Broadcast System, right?
Yeah.
Good. I like them. All right. Well, we'll go with that source, Public Broadcast System, PBS, folks. And we are ACO, American Communications Online, and we're also doing open source public broadcast system here as American Communications Online. So I hope you'll enjoy what we're doing on radio. We've been here 10 years, the PBS television broadcasting, but we say ACO, Broadcast Media News Publishing Platform. Okay, we just word the words a little differently. And we're all about exploring the visual and performing arts and culture and antique road shows and people, places, things, you know. We specialize in American and Made in the USA and all kind of metaphysical stuff. We have special in spirituality, metaphysics, and what else? Oh, artwork. Yeah, American artists authors and artists and musicians, so video makers, live streaming. And mainly today, cyberspace community, we're building cyberspace culture today under culture and how we're going forward with videos, audio and video and live streaming now and how things have changed. So today, things change, Cosmos Oracles, cyberspace culture. What else you got? Is there anything else you want to talk about the Independence Day before we move on to other tables? Go ahead.
Actually, quite a few things happened on this day that are I think are interesting.
Well, go ahead.
Now, I'm not familiar with Walt Whitman's work, which I'm ashamed to say, but it was in 1855 on this day that he published Leaves of Grass. And in 1876 on this day, Susan B. Anthony addresses Congress on suffrage. So women's right to vote came up as early as 1876, which sadly it was the amendment wasn't passed, I think, until 1920, if I remember right. I'd have to check into that, but I think that was passed in 1820. Let's see, yeah, here it is, U.S. Constitution. You look that up. Amendments. Judicial amendments, slavery abolished. Women's suffrage, 29th Amendment, or the 19th Amendment, I'm sorry. Proposed June 4th, 1919, and ratified August 18th, 1920. So that's from my U.S. Constitution app on my phone. So I'll let you go with women's right to vote. I'll let you talk that. That's probably more in your line than mine. Are you still with me?
Yeah. Oh, you want me to talk about women? Well, we have a women's group. We do, and we're more of a goddess. I invited one of our goddess ladies that she works for DOD. I don't know if she'd want me saying that or not, but she runs the women. I try to get all the women to work together, but we have women's groups and how we all, most of us are caregivers or nurses. My sister's a nurse and a lot of people are women, but women's right to vote. Now, I have to admit, I've watched a lot of those videos. And, you know, today, celebrating on today's women's rights, is that what you're saying?
I'm
or you
saying
want me to discuss
this,
the timeline?
It was on this day in 1876 that Susan B. Anthony first addressed Congress about women's rights to vote.
Ain't I a Woman, I know, was 1850. Well, the ratification of the 14th Amendment was 1867. So that was the big year and for women's white, that fight for women's rights, the 19th Amendment. Look that up. Let's look up.
That was ratified in 1920 on August the 18th.
All right. So first. Yeah, that was Seneca Falls, New York. So what's it say about that? Because women had to fight really hard because they didn't even get the right to vote. What about black people? Did they get to vote back then?
I'm not sure on the history of that. I think in some places they could, but as far as becoming a federal law, let me look and see when that was.
Yeah, because that was, they were arrested in 1872, Susan B. Anthony you're talking about, but there was a dozen other women arrested in Rochester, New York for illegally voting in the presidential election, successfully fought the charges, and they got fined $100. They never did pay it, but in California, they had a big deal over women. So, you know, state by state, we could go. Black suffrage organizations.
That would have been the 15th Amendment, and that was ratified on 3rd of February in 1870, that the rights of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Now, in addition to that, of course, there were places, and I hate to say it, it was here in the South, that the states put poll taxes on the vote. So when you went to vote, you would have to pay a poll tax. And this, you know, I hate to say it about the South, but that was an effort to keep the African-Americans that had previously been slaves, that was done to keep them from voting. And unfortunately, that was not poll taxes weren't banned legally, but according to the Constitution, until 1964. But I don't really know the history on poll taxes, or I'm sure that some states dropped them throughout, you know, as time went on. But as of January 23rd, 1964, it's illegal according to federal law now to impose a poll tax on people.
Well, women fought for it, and Susan B. Anthony is probably best known. Now, the House passed the 19th Amendment, like you said. It's called the Susan B. Anthony Amendment, you know, in favor of her. But now the Senate followed on June 4th for it to be ratified by the state. So there's the federal level and the state level, and we should probably talk about the difference, because there's we recently had Roe versus Wade drop from federal back down to the states, and things are going backwards, one might say, for women. But, you know, I believe everybody should have a right to their body, whether they want to get a man, have, you know, something tied off called a vasectomy, or a woman, if for her health, if she has to have health reasons, you know. But I am about, you know, loving life and babies. I had four of my own, and I could have chose to have abortion, but I didn't. But, you know, not to speak ill about anybody, I think it should be a personal choice. But, you know, I don't want anybody, the government or anybody, tell me what to do, but we listen to our doctors. So, but women in voting in July 4th, fighting for that chance to win, it seems like we're going to go back and fight for the chance to talk about women's bodies, talk about old men, though, talk about, well, should they get a vasectomy so they can't have babies too? So who's controlling who here? Is it, you know, but that's a man and a woman story. Don't know that we want to get into that fight right now, but, you know, we'll choose our fights. But we know today's about celebrating July 4th, so I guess we better go there and talk about the history of July 4th. Now, what about movies? Let's skip over to something a little lighter. Independence Day, we can move over into movies and why the UFO Association celebrate. We had ACO Association, which is more ACO, Allied Command Organization for the veterans, and the real reason, independence and women and black suffrages and various organizations. But, you know, we're going to have to represent several organizations or our associations, because they just are open source social media groups that we've filed over the years.
Oh, don't worry.
And LinkedIn.
I've got more stuff that'll apply to them as we move on, as I move down my list and get a little closer to today's date.
Okay, well, what else? You want to keep going? Because we've got a lot to discuss for today, but we're making our new organization. But we're going to try to, what do they call that, amalgamate our several associations to save money, folks. But I've got a platform for American Communications Online as the major holding company. And then under that, we're going to put, you know, all these other, for 10 years, what I've been talking about on the radio. And all you folks out there in free social media land, posting your videos and, you know, Facebook mainly, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you know, Google, WordPress, all those places that we post free out there in cyberspace and cyberspace culture that we're growing here. So ACO Association is going to be about all of that. And we're going to club, actually, now, for those that want to join me and Michael. And
yes,
I found out today he would go by Mike. Like, I don't know if you'd take the mic microphone. But Mike is short for microphone. Can it be short for Michael, too?
Of course.
Mike.
That's what. All
right.
That's what most people call me anyway, unless I'm
really?
In trouble.
Uh-oh. Michael, oh, I got to put an S on your name in this here. Now, folks, we can talk in colloquialisms and the way you speak. You know, we have people talking about what's going on in the internet and AI, and we had a big conversation 2 weeks in a row, one with Janet, one with Michael, about AI and will an internet achieve a sentience, which is Bill M. Tracer's book. And so we are authors, and we'd like to talk about our books and our artwork, of course, because that's what we're doing here with showing up on this day. But we're baby boomers, and we're older people, and we enjoy talking together. But today, July 4th, well, let's just exhaust whatever you've got about helping people understand all the reasons that we have July 4th, but federal and state level. Go ahead, however you want to dissect it.
All right. You were talking about the different things that we cover, and we, of course, Walt Whitman Publishing would fall under the writing category, and these next two would follow under the arts category as well. In 1884, France presents the Statue of Liberty to America, and in 1895, America the Beautiful is published and later set to music. So there are two ties into the arts that occurred on this day in history. So, and as American folklife does deal with the arts, there's another tie-in. And don't worry, as we get further down, we can get into conspiracy theories, alien life, and all kinds of other stuff as I move down through this list of things.
Well, you keep going, because I'm going to let you have it for a minute. I've got to do something real quick. So you just talk away on educating about the history of July 4th and what all relates to any of these topics to get out of the way before we go into real in-depth what we're doing in our association. But give us some more history about America, you know, because the AI and what news, you know what I'm saying, news of today, do some pop culture and, you know, things that you can even look up what's happening on July 4th, 2022. Is there a parade in New York, or is it too hot? Or look up and see what's really going on in America and just hit on some highlights for me for a minute. I'm going to step away for just a minute.
See what I can find
you
out.
Got the floor. All right, we'll see what's going on in America. But you can talk about the history some more, too. I'll be right back.
All right, so I am looking up to see what's happening in the U.S. on this day, on the 4th of July. That'll work. All right, we have, that's June 17th. That's got nothing to do with today. I said July the 4th. All right, so I'm going to be rambling here while I try to find out what's going on in America today. All right, cooperate with me here. All right, now let's see if I can find something. I want to see the web results, of course. Well, of course, there's going to be fireworks. That's going to be all over the country, I'm sure. I'm sure if I open my door here in a couple of hours, I'm sure I'll hear my neighbors, because they started early, and they'll run it for several hours before they quit. But
well,
thank goodness they quit at a decent hour. Say what?
You're talking firecrackers, and a lot of fireworks.
Well, yeah, we know that's going to be the big thing. But, you know, honestly, I am having trouble. I guess I'll just see what's going on near me. I think it's not going to let me find out. All right, I don't know why it won't give me anything other than celebrating Independence Day. We know that, but I guess what I want to know is how the U.S. is celebrating Independence Day today. How is the U.S. celebrating the 4th of June, the 4th of July. Okay, yeah. Okay. There are several events to enjoy, such as fairs, carnivals, concerts, games, picnics, political speeches, other ceremonies, but I can't find any specific things. I mean, these are things we already know will be going on, but I can't find any specific. Let's see if I can find something a little closer to home.
Well, I want to know, surely, well, like I grew up in Monroe, Louisiana, but I remember they had horses and flags. Seemed like they had a parade. You know, do they not have parades in small, surely out in Oklahoma and Texas and, you know, state July 4th. Look at July 4th parades.
I will. I'm down rabbit hole right now, but
all right. Well, we'll use the folks. We use Google. We're on Google.
Close to home, we've got the Firefighters Freedom Festival put on by Madison County, which is about 40 miles south of here, and that's at McKellar Sites Regional Airport. And this is the 9th year for that event. Fireworks, of course. Food. And there's a festival. Oh, here, this one closer to home, Festival of the Lakes. I don't know what that is, but let's see what I can find out. Food vendors, 30-minute fireworks show. Here's a Miss Festival of the Lake beauty pageant going on there at that one. And there's everything else is pretty much fireworks displays. Around here, where I'm at, I'm sure there are parades in some places. Around here, there's not generally, at least where I live, we have parades at Christmas and homecoming because, you know, football is a religion in the South. So when it's homecoming, we have a parade. And that's really the extent of our parades here is Christmas and homecoming. But I'm sure across the country.
What about, is there any cities in America that are having downtown festivals like Pensacola, where I live? Look up Pensacola events. Tell me where I should go tonight.
Okay. All right, Pensacola, 4th of July. Let's see, with these events, this is on visitpensacola.com. All right, it's just, okay, here we go. Oh, what can I find? Fireworks, of course. Fireworks at the beach. That's at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. And that's, what the heck did it just click? What the heck did it just send me over to? It done sent me over to something else. I don't even know. Okay, I gotta go back and get back to where I was at a minute ago. Here we go. Oh, that's a separate event. That's on the same page. Okay. Sir Thoma 4th of July 2nd celebration, and that's in downtown Pensacola on Bayfront Parkway. They're really not giving me, I guess if I clicked more, they'd give me some more details on that one.
I want to know what's going on in Mobile, too. That's only like 60 miles away. Mobile, Alabama.
Let's see what. Okay, let's check out Mobile. Mobile. Okay, Mobile, Alabama, 4th of July events. All right, come on, City of Mobile. .org. Get ready for an Independence Day extravaganza. Where? At Cooper Riverside Park and Mardi Gras Park. From 4 till 9:30 p.m. Fireworks will begin at 9 p.m. sharp. Okay, let's see. It starts off in the Mardi Gras Park in our kids zone, complete with a live DJ, inflatable bounce houses, games, activities, vendors, and more. Then continue the fun with live music, family fun, and fireworks at the Cooper Riverside Park. Music by Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. And then close it out from 6 to 9 with music by New Orleans Karma. And then the fireworks show beginning precisely at 9 o'clock. And that is what's going on in Mobile, Alabama today. Sounds like the place to be right now from what I've seen or read.
Yeah, that's where my grandkids live, and they got little kids, 5, 7, I think, right around there. So they'll probably be out doing that kind of stuff. That's my daughter's daughter's daughter. I'm 70, folks, so way down there in Mobile, Alabama. But, yeah, most of my family lives in the South, in Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, and here in Florida. And this is usually where we come to retire. I'm over in the panhandle of Florida, so it's a different time zone. Everybody thinks I'm on Eastern, and I'm actually on Central. I'm right on that little strip right below Alabama and next to Louisiana. And then there's Texas, right? So if I'm down here on the Gulf, and I'm surrounded by water on three sides, a beautiful white sand here in Gulf Breeze. It's the best-kept secret in the world. It is the Mecca. It's the UFOs that put us on the map. People didn't even know what Gulf Breeze or never talked about it until our kind of people, mine and Michael's, because we were interested in UFOs, started talking about Gulf Breeze and not just the 4th of July, but people do have sightings. Now, one was very famous, and there's pros and cons on that. I tend to go with what's been written up and what Dr. Bruce McAbee reported on the Gulf Breeze sighting. But some of the people here, locals, decided to get a hate on because I think the man that had one of the most famous, the one that looks like a UFO that looks like a birthday cake. Now, I've seen them here myself, and I've been visited here. So I'm a believer because of firsthand experiences here in Gulf Breeze. So as far as Gulf Breeze, I'm still calling it Mecca. Go ahead.
You talking about Ed Walters?
Well,
I think he had that was November 1987 that Ed Walters, matter of fact, it would have been my brother's birthday, November 11th, 1987, that Ed Walters had his sighting and managed to take 5 photos.
Yeah, but the people here say they debunked it.
Yeah,
he even changed his name.
I've heard that too, but when we're talking about Gulf Breeze, I mean, that's I think that event there in 1987 was what put that on the map. I mean,
I do too. I had no idea I'd be living down here seeing them myself, but you know, I'm around a lot of military bases, folks, surrounded by about 5 to 8. So we have a lot in the air, and then we had for a while, I used to have a blimp here when I moved here. I hadn't seen the blimp a long time. Used to have lights on it, but I hadn't seen it. I don't know what happened to it or if it was only temporary or what, but I hadn't seen that in years. But back when I moved here in 2016, so I've been here about 7 years now. And then I say 2016, 4, 6, now 6 years, I guess. But I was living up in Kentucky for 20 years, and before that, all over. I've lived in Texas and Louisiana and Rochester, New York, and Chicago, Great Lakes, and over to L.A., and I had offices in L.A. and Dallas and New York. But I loved Hawaii. I went out to Hawaii for years, and that was beautiful. I don't remember celebrating much other 4th of July that much in Hawaii. See what's going on in Hawaii today.
All right, let me dig back in here and I'll see what's going on.
Yeah, I hadn't heard from Janet. She could have come on today's show. I know she's not doing nothing today. But she's been having a lot go on with her business with all the bungalows over at our Ascension Center. Nonprofit. And so she has a lot of people that live there. But she likes to talk about UFOs.
Well, let's see what I found. What I found on Spectrum's local news here, SpectrumLocalNews.com, they say that, I don't want the app. Go away. Don't bother me. Hawaii may be the youngest of 50 states, but with a slate of fireworks shows, parades, concerts, and more, there's no doubt the Aloha State knows how to celebrate Independence Day. So at the Ala Moana Center, there's a 4th of July concert center. This is in Oahu. Performances from award-winning musicians, Keiki Hula, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and more. Let's see. The Haleiwa Beach Park, again, I apologize if I am getting this name wrong, will be packed with fun for the family, classic cars, trucks, motorcycles, food vendors, bounce houses, face painting, food eating contest, robotics competition, and live entertainment from Liquid Amber. Hey, hoorah, the Marine Corps concert band and the Marine Corps rock and roll band. A big hoorah to that. And the festivities conclude with a fireworks show at 8 p.m. And then, of course, Pearl Harbor Base starting at 3 p.m. Families can visit a petting zoo, KEIKI, however that's pronounced, games, and munch on tasty foods from local food trucks, including Kona Ice and Kehau, K-E-H-A-U's Kitchen. Automobile enthusiasts can check out the car show. So looks like there's quite a few things going on in Hawaii.
Look up my old hometown, Beaver Dam or Hartford, Kentucky.
All right.
That's close to Owensboro where Johnny Depp was from. But he lived down here in Florida, too.
Hartford, Kentucky, 4th of July fireworks. Let's see what else is going on there. AmericanTowns.com. Let's see. Well, not really helping me out a whole lot. In Owensboro, there's a Central PA. What's that got to do with Owensboro, Kentucky? 4th of July festival. Here's an all-American 4th of July at Owensboro. Let's see what... here we go.
Yeah, that was the big town. That's where my husband died in the hospital there. That's where I died, too.
Live music provided by Zoe Cephas, Z-O Cephas, not Bo Cephas as in Hank Jr., but Zoe Cephas, and Funk Nasty at 5 p.m., and the Downtown Band at 7 p.m. At 9:15, a 15-minute fireworks show will be launched from the barges on the Ohio River. And three additional locations around the city will also be launched simultaneously with the riverfront show. These locations include Center Court, Shifley Park, Owensboro Sports Center, Moreland Park, and the Owensboro Warehouse Leasing, former GE plant. Spectators can tune in to 92.5 FM WBKR to listen to the soundtrack to which the fireworks have been choreographed. And for the safety of the public and the pyrotechnic professionals, a secure fireworks launch throughout the seas will not be open to the public.
Yeah, I've had our events many times. I work with WBKR. I've been there in the morning when people were going to work, you know. Had to go show up at the radio show and do live shows. I can't believe you talked about WBKR. That's amazing. part of my life. Well, anything else? Any other city you'd like to know about? Look up Denver. I'd lived in Denver for a while, but it was always the winter. I was always skiing. Denver, Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, Colorado Springs, but
let's see. Whoops. What the heck? Why you can't find the page? You just had it. There we go. All right, let's see. Quite a few things going on, it seems like. Independence Day 5K. Ty Segall, that's the Mission Ballroom. Deadbeat's Backyard Jamboree, Zed's Dead and Friends from 3 to 5 at the Civic Central Park. Hey, Motley Crue, all right. That's at Coors Field. And then there's a 5 and 10K Freedom Run. Oh, that's at the Louisville Recreation and something. I'll have to look it up. That's in Louisville, Colorado. Okay. That's the Louisville Recreation and Senior Center. Why do you keep doing it to me? There we go. Oh.
They're having an
internet.
Balloon
I'm having
festival.
An internet day. A what?
Well, I'm looking now at City of Albuquerque, and they have art and culture, a very nice page for the City of Albuquerque that shows Freedom Fourth on their website. Looks very nice. And looks like they're going to have some musicians. They've got an entertainment schedule. The 4th of July ceremony is tonight, folks. If you're in Albuquerque, they have entertainment from 4 on till 9 when the fireworks start. But the 4th of July ceremony begins at 7:30. Now, they're Shenandoah. Wow. Their band is showing up, fueled by Marty Rayburn's distinctive vocal bands. And they've done such things as Two Dozen Roses, Church on Cumberland Road, Next to You, Next to Me, as well as To Be Loved Like That. I Want to Be Loved Like That. Grammy winning Somewhere in the Vicinity of Art with Alison Krauss. I love her. Now, the boys from Muscle Shoals have left a potent agency in country music with more than 300 million streams. Good land. Over 8 million combined albums. They have been busy, have they not? Today's legacy continues as Shenandoah embarks on their 36th anniversary tour. So Albuquerque got lucky. I used to sing in Muscle Shoals, and that's the Shenandoah, folks. How about that? So if you're lucky enough to be at the Balloon Fiesta Park today, 3 to 10, on Monday in City of Albuquerque, and go see Shenandoah. Wow. So what else you got there? I just happened to look that one up.
I decided I would see what's going on in Nashville. Of course, needless to say, a lot of music going on in Nashville. This one event is for the Let Freedom Sing Music City 4th, and this is on visitmusiccity.com. And looks like the festivities are well underway since they started at 12 o'clock. And they got several bands that's playing at the current time. Well, it looks like... let's see, what's the time here? Well, I ain't missed that one, too. All right, we got Cassidy Pope on right now. And then at 6:40, we'll have a set change to Gramps Morgan. And then at 8:05, Old Dominion. And then at 9:10, the Nashville Symphony. At 9:20, the Nashville Symphony will be playing. And then from 9:29 to 10:01, the Nashville Symphony with fireworks. So I have a sneaking suspicion I may know what piece of music will be playing for that, but I could be surprised. So I have a couple of theories on what piece of music they could be playing. They could be playing any patriotic piece of music, or they could be playing the 1812 Overture. So... let's see. Let me see what's going on in Memphis as long as I'm looking. I'll see what's going on in Memphis. Maybe I'll find something good going on Beale Street.
Oh, you know Memphis, huh?
Not really, but I mean, I got a couple of friends that live in the area, so let's see. All around, it's from memphistravel.com. Let's see. All right, bring your kid. Okay, click here to find updated information. That's what I want then. All right, fireworks, parades, and celebrations. All right. Millington Sports Complex, got a fireworks show at sundown. Millington, now there's a base there, too. I didn't think about that when we were talking about military bases, but I think, whichever one I mentioned is closer than Millington, but. Here's another fireworks. Fireworks. Well, where's the parade that they were talking about? Here's one at Graceland. Let's see what's going on. 4th of July for all ages, featuring Elvis, rock and roll, barbecue, movies, concerts, Sunday gospel brunch, and hidden Graceland tours, and of course fireworks.
Wow, I'd like to be there. Let's talk about Austin Butler. And what a great job he's doing playing Elvis. And that's at the cinema right now, folks. It's Oscar-nominated. It's really good with Tom Hanks playing an Oscar-winning role, I guess, for Tom Parker. You know, Colonel Tom Parker, that wasn't even his name, but that's what he used. Talk about promoting stuff in America and making money. But, you know, Elvis apparently was I've got to see it because, you know, I was living back then, and I do remember he was a big deal because I went to Louisiana Hayride, but I was holding hands with my aunt and uncle looking up. And I was just a little tight when I got to see him, and I saw these girls and everybody there. You know, he was on the stage, and it was still light. It was fairgrounds in Shreveport, and we had to leave because we had to get on back. So, and I wasn't in charge. I was just a little kid. So, you know, he was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, and he died. He was born. I don't know when was he born. Look up when he was Tupelo, but that what you're talking about right there, they're celebrating big, right? But you know they're going to love that movie because people love Elvis to this day in Memphis. And Tupelo's outside of Memphis, right? But I know he died in 1977, but you got to drive a couple of hours from where his birthplace is to Memphis. But Graceland is right there in Memphis. So they where's Graceland? Is that, surely it's in Memphis.
That's in Memphis on Elvis Presley Boulevard.
All right. I hadn't been there, folks. I've been there lots. Right.
I've never been to Graceland, but I've been by it. I drove by it one time looking for a comic book shop. Me and a bunch of my friends from college decided we were going to Memphis for a comic book shop, and we ended up going past Graceland. I had to argue with them up and down that it was Graceland. I mean, to me, there was no doubt. When you see that gate, I don't think there's more than one gate like that in Memphis.
For some reason, but I must have seen pictures.
Let's face it, that gate's kind of iconic looking. And actually, interesting tidbit, we found a theater where the Rocky Horror Picture Show was played at midnight. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to take in the show, which would have been a lot of fun.
In case you don't know the name Austin Butler, he's the good-looking man, young man, playing Elvis. Now, how he got the part is he was already an actor, but he sent Baz Luhrmann, Luhrmann, the role by submitting a video of himself playing a piano and singing Unchained Melody, which Presley we call it the cover song, but he didn't write it, but covered it in 1977. That was on Elvis's soundtrack. Now, Colonel Tom Parker was his manager, and I'm a talent agent and a producer and a discoverer of talent for artists and singers and musicians and songwriters. I don't work at it very hard because I call myself retired, but I still, pass out Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI, to people, the packages I go out to events. But Elvis loved cars, women, and motorcycles, and I did too. But I'm a woman, and I don't know. I loved Elvis, but I loved Patrick Swayze too, and Ghost. And but we're talking about July 4th. We just got over into Memphis. But we are American. We're talking about America, USA, and what this man
is doing. Elvis was an American-made product.
You think?
I think so.
Well, why don't you tell us about Colonel? Do you know anything about Colonel Parker and how they spanned 20 years in fame before he died? And they had he got mad at Tom Parker later.
He should have. I think he should have done. Eddie Arnold used to be managed by. This is dating country music. This goes back many, many years when I say Eddie Arnold. But he was managed by Tom Parker, and he dumped him, and he advised Elvis to do the same. Unfortunately, Elvis didn't listen to him when he told him.
Well, imagine Elvis didn't know a lot of agents back then. He was, what was his son's studio?
If he had dumped him about the time of his 67 comeback tour, he would have been a worldwide, he could have went worldwide and made a lot more money with concerts overseas, but Tom Parker couldn't travel overseas, so he wouldn't let Elvis go overseas, and that cut Elvis out of a lot of money. I mean, I know it's not all about money, but still, if you can make the money Elvis, if you could command the money Elvis was commanding, you might as well get it while you can.
Well, he got in on a concert when he got paid the first time, from what I think, was July 4th, but July 1954. Can you look that up and see? Elvis's first paid job, first paid concert.
Interesting tidbit about this Overton, Austin Butler. I'm going to give you a quick tidbit on this Austin Butler. He did sing some of the songs in this movie.
Oh, wow.
He sang some of the earlier Elvis recordings because the quality wasn't that good, but in the later recordings, they blended his voice with Elvis, and there's my little tidbit on the Elvis movie.
Wow.
First paid concert.
It was Overland, wasn't it? But
he gave his first paid concert at Overland Park on July 30th, 1954.
Wow. And we're talking about it in 2022 still. Now, that's 54. I was just 3 years old. Well,
I
was 26, 51.
I wouldn't be born for another 10 years.
You aged me there, son.
Well,
you little whippersnapper, you.
you've already claimed your age. I'm claiming mine now. I'm 58.
Well, board of directors, does it matter if we're over 50? Play together, at least on the radio, folks. So we're the board of directors for our ACO club. So if you guys want to play with us and you like what we're talking about, or you got something you want us to talk about for you, let us know. Why don't you tell them what we're doing now? Let's get into the next hour. We're on the hour right now, believe it or not. And so I can't believe an hour is gone. We were even talking about only doing an hour. We made it 1 hour just talking about July 4th. Now we get to talk about us. What you want to talk about?
I haven't even begun to cover July 4th yet. I've still got some good stuff. We can get into conspiracy theories and all kinds of fun stuff with these next three or four things I've got lined up here on my little tour through July 4th throughout history.
Okay, well, whatever you want. We've never done this. We're co-creators. We're manifesting together. This is our manifesting destinies, as some of our associates call it.
We're winging it. All right, in 1909, Washington celebrates Independence Day on National Mall. We've covered that. All right, 1927, here's where it starts to get good. The Lockheed Vega debuts in Los Angeles. Okay, I know what you're saying. Big deal. What's the big deal about the Lockheed Vega? I'll tell you what the big deal about the Lockheed Vega is. The same kind of plane that Amelia Earhart flew. Now we're down the rabbit hole. Now we can talk conspiracy theories. What happened to Amelia Earhart?
I don't know. I thought she got lost over the ocean.
Oh, yeah, but there's lots of good conspiracy theories about what happened.
But I don't know because I wasn't there. So how do we now what's history?
I read books. I watch stuff on TV. There's actually several theories about what actually happened to her, which gets kind of interesting. And I'm going to say a lot of this is courtesy of an old program called In Search Of that was hosted by Leonard Nimoy back in the late 70s and early 80s.
But was she British or American?
She was American. She was considered to be the female Charles Lindbergh. She set a lot of firsts for women aviators. I would have to go back in and look up and see what all her firsts were, and I guess I can do that, and then we can discuss conspiracy theories.
Well, we like talking about women, too, on July 4th. And she was an accomplished we could talk about Orville and Wilbur Wright today, too, because we like to discuss airplanes and American people that Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Okay,
I'll look up Orville and Wilbur Wright. You look up her, and I'll look him up.
All right.
Orville Wright. Go ahead.
She was the first female aviator to fly solo across the Atlantic, and says she set many other records. But this is on Wikipedia, but it's she was one of the first aviators to promote commercial air travel, wrote best-selling books, and was instrumental in the formation of the 99s, which was an organization for female pilots. I was actually looking up what all her records. I was going to look up what all her records were, and I'll go back and try to find that now.
We can talk about how we invented America, but you know, I wanted to talk about Independence Day the movie too, because I want to get into some movies that with UFOs, because we handle a lot of UFO people. They listen to our show and a lot of metaphysicians, too.
Trust me, I've got them coming up.
Okay, good.
I've got them coming up as soon as I get to 1966 when Lyndon Johnson signs the FOIA Act.
Oh.
And I got this. In 1950, Radio Free Europe broadcast the first time. So
now, Orville and Wilbur Wright. When did they fly? Like investing in building in the flying machines. January. They were in Indiana, right? They were from Indiana, Dayton, Ohio, somewhere like that.
Did they fly?
Kitty Hawk was where the hill was, right? They got some good wind. Anyway, NASA and, we fly in space. Oh, I saw on TV where we're going to fly the biggest craft out in space, Elon Musk. It's always in the news, and set it back down. So we're going to space in 2022. So we're out there doing our thing, but we're going to have to clean up all that stuff. I wanted to mention that on July 4th. Folks, we got a lot of litter out there in space we got to clean up, so. If your country is flying around out there, you may want to tell them to clean up their clutter. It's a long way from Orville and Wilbur Wright.
They flew on November 13th. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking at the wrong date. It was in 1903 that they achieved the first powered, sustained, and controlled airplane flight. But you were talking about Independence Day. Funny thing, the movie was released on July 3rd, 1996, just to get that ball rolling.
It got to be like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Independence Day, all these movies we put together with Philip K. Dick, and we were talking about Philip K. Dick and, you know, AI and all that the other night. But I'd like to roll it all back together with Will Smith and AI and actors and Independence Day, because of the science fiction action we get in movies. A lot of people, it's like I go get that Bette Midler movie, but I can't think of the name of it now on Halloween. But Independence Day, you go get Independence Day with Will Smith.
You know, I can't think of the name of it. Hocus Pocus, that's it.
Yeah. I love those women, the three women together. They're just hilarious. I love that.
There's another one that's supposed to be out, if not this year, I think next year. Sometime in the next couple of years, they're going to put out another one, yeah.
The same actor, like the Bette Midler? And
Bette Midler.
Oh, wow.
It's the same three. Kathy Najimy and the other one that's married to the guy that played Inspector Gadget, whose name I can never remember. I got to look them up now. All right, well, I'll go look them up.
Well, that will be part of our metaphysical Halloween and stuff like that. That's separate for Independence Day. But I guess out of all the holidays in America, Independence Day, well, I'm alone today. I'm doing a radio show. I'm doing my part for Independence Day with Michael Woods here of Tennessee, and I'm in Florida. And look here in America, how thanks to the Internet, thanks to Blog Talk Radio and all you sponsors, iHeart and Comcast and Spotify and Booberry and I don't know, everybody out there covering us. Thank y'all so much for recognizing TJ Marzucci Radio.
I couldn't think of her name. It's Sarah Jessica Parker, and that's supposed to be released September 30th of this year.
Really? Oh, my God. I didn't even know about it. Thank you. That's amazing that that came up for me today. Halloween, my favorite Halloween movie. Oh, my gosh. How wonderful is that? What a nice gift you gave me today. You know, I didn't know that. Now I've got something to look forward to. Now, when is that? September?
Yep.
Well, maybe you can take me.
All right.
See what you can do. You have to take off from regular work and drive 8 hours or fly a couple hours. I don't know. Wow. Maybe that'll be our first date. People will be going, boy, she's expecting a lot off of a radio show, ain't she? I've never met Michael, folks. We're just radio personalities. And oh, Lord. But he did find me on LinkedIn first and 8 years ago, and he's in our ACO Press Club, so he is a bona fide writer, and I'm going to get him to start doing some articles about different things, I hope. I got to get back writing myself, so if you want to help us out, we have two websites, ACO, for who you're listening to, ACO Radio, ACO TVP, TV, and People, Press, and Places, and Things, but I had to abbreviate and get an acronym, and it's hard to get just three letters like ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, but I got ACO. But, you know, there's so many people using it that, but I got ACO TV, you know, like the old television, you know, stands for other things too, and People, Press, Productions. And so ACOTVP, if you want to write that down, .com. It is a .com, one of the top levels in domain. And then today we decided to settle Ascension Cosmos Oracles, which also starts with an A, a C, and an O, to save money for a lot of these social media groups, unincorporated associations.
in America that we've been representing in social media all these years. And we've been putting stuff for all our groups and artists and musicians and singers and songwriters and editors and copywriters and videographers and producers all out there in cyberspace all these years for a very minimal amount of a domain. But now, because of the way inflation is, I can't afford to keep all these domain names anymore or pay for these blogs or to keep marketing and promoting all these people and places and associations for free anymore. So, you know, Facebook's the number one place to talk about it. So all of you individual agents working remotely at home now for other companies are dialing for dollars on things. Or we all use an order of things like on Amazon or Etsy and our different companies, and you have it shipped to your home now. But Michael and I, for the last hour, have been talking about today really taking this serious and making it work as co-founders of, you know, it was marketing tools and brands and radio shows and domain, video, websites. But all of us are all separate, and I just can't afford to carry everything. I used to carry all my authors and their books and thing, you know, and musicians and all the people, but I can't do it anymore as an agent. It's just too costly. So Michael agreed to help me, and I've still got my Ascension Cosmos Oracles organization for my Ascension people that are into spiritual body integration, integrative medicine, our health and wellness people, and spirituality, and our pastors. We got pastor.com, and we got all the people out in Modesto, California, and then we got our cosmos people, and that's like I wrote Knowing Cosmology, and our writers and radio people and people on the internet for cyberspace culture community, and oracles for our metaphysicians and our shaman, our mystics, oracles, psychics, sages, seers, shaman, ESP, empaths. I stay at home. I'm a precog. And I can see things happen, have an insight, and through, there is no such thing as time and space, but I see pretty much through all of it. And then having died then universally, I think real high conscious in the 5D area and just setting aside who we are and working with all the 5D experiencers. So we're doing that all the way up to the 7 levels of the universe. And Michael decided he could probably come along with me as the co-founder of this and have it as a real club today. So this is how we're doing it, by introducing us, talking about July 4th and making a conversation out of July 4th, including all the big cities or all the little cities, what you do in America, and then movies as well. So I'm going to turn it back over to him now. Independence Day. What else you got? You got a whole bunch of stuff you took notes on for today. So I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Well, of course, we kind of vaguely hit on Amelia Earhart. Maybe that's something to talk about another time. If we ever want to talk about conspiracy theories, we'll talk about some of the stuff that may have happened to Amelia Earhart. But 1950 on July 4th, Radio Free Europe broadcast for the first time, and I guess that kind of ties into what we're doing here. We may not be doing it on the radio per se, but through the internet, we have a worldwide reach now. And but now, getting back to the UFOs, I said in 1966, Lyndon Johnson signed the Freedom of Information Act, which allows an individual to petition the government for release of documents. And thanks to that, and I'm going to give the Black Vault a shout out here. That's blackvault.com, which has, I forget how many FOIA documents. So if you want to find some FOIA documents, the Black Vault, that's your place to go. That is a dang good website if you're interested in researching things like UFO reports and stuff like that. I highly recommend blackvault.com. And I believe they do have an app you can download to your phone. All right, carrying on with my, I got two more things on my little list. In 1997, NASA's Pathfinder landed on Mars. And in 2012, U.S. and Italian physicists report discovery of the Higgs boson particle, or the so-called, the, what some have termed the God particle. So that's my list of things that's happened in history on this date. And we're quiet here. Still there? Am I talking to myself?
No, we got people listening out there. Okay, head to Independence Day. Let's go into movies.
All right.
My favorite subject, TV shows and movies. I don't even know what's playing on the TV today, but I wonder, I've got every cable you can imagine, but I'm going to have to give it up because of money in America. I'm going to have to save me $100. I'm going to lose my package because of inflation. You know, I've heard people having to move and stuff. At least I hope they don't go up real high on my rent. Lord of mercy, folks. I gave up my house back in 2008. I still got a bone to pick with America over me losing my legacy in my house and my cedar cabin in the woods. But that's just my bone to pick. But, you know, I'm going back to work in 2022 after COVID-19 because I have to. So y'all just help me out here and tell me you like what we're doing and what we're talking about. We're going to write some books and do some artwork and try to get people playing with us in our club so we can help do digital marketing online with Teresa J. Morris and Michael Wood. So I've got ACO Associates. If you'd like to attend TVP, UAP, UFO, I'm pretty well known as a psychic. I was a personality after getting out of the military and becoming a psychic and walking a spiritual journey in Hawaii. And I had a famous flashing of light, lightning split a tree, and I got this great sign from God, literally great sign from God, like a pyramid scheme, but it was all lines. And I use it now. It's the back of my American Communication Online banner. But ACO is now going to also be a club of associates. And so far, it's been everybody out in free cyberspace. And then we have the Ascension Cosmos Oracle Psychic Shaman Advisors. And ACO, with our ACO associates, all things allowed by law under Teresa J. Morris. And I have a whole bunch of YouTubes under my name and ACO. So keyword Teresa with an H, Teresa J. Morris, and also ACO Club. And now I've asked Michael Woods if I could. He wasn't really pushing anything in America, not even his own artwork. So I said, Michael, let's team up. So he's agreed today. So we're going to take in our vows of knowing each other and free social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and all that. But, folks, that'll only get you so far. And we learned over the years that just knowing people doesn't make success at events because we've had quite a few I've helped promote over the years with a lot of our ACO event managers, mostly in California and Mexico. We had a Stargate to the Cosmos in Albuquerque, New Mexico with Janet Carolesson, but my daughter was passing, so I couldn't attend after 8 years of putting myself into it. Now, I've got Psychic University, American Communications Online, if you want to see Psychic Channel Network. And I've also got UFO Association with that, like, crop circle are all those lines and a pyramid and waves coming out of it. And that was a gift from extraterrestrials because we don't know how we got it. And once I sat down with graphic artists, they said it was too hard. So I've got several renditions out there in public, open source. Plus, I've got the Ace Folklife logo with Teresa J. Morris. And then we added, in Las Vegas, we added the ACO pen, clothesline pen, on top with blue, gold, yellow, and black. Well, blue, gold, green, and black. And then we added for the TR-3B or the triangle UFO with the out the back, which is like a boomerang, but the ACO is a gold flag with the three letters ACO. So now you all know it's not only for Ascension Center organization, our American Communications Online, but as of today, due to disclosure with the UAP Associates, I'm disclosing to you that it is for Alien Contact Organization as of today, July 4th, on Independence Day. So now, Michael, back to you. You were saying it was, you say, I'm here, sweetie, Independence Day. Tell us about that movie. Why do we do, you know, it's like the world was coming to an end or aliens were coming, right?
No, I was going to talk about 1776, which is my tradition to watch every year. It was a musical that was originally written in 1969 by Sherman Edwards. The music and lyrics in a book by Peter Stone, and it won a Tony for Best Musical. And then in 1972, they made a film out of it. I watch that every year. I think it's interesting. It's funny. It's interesting. The music is catchy. It's just fun.
Is it historically correct?
Close enough, I guess. I mean, I think it's made more to be entertaining than historically. I think over on the whole, it's probably fairly accurate on the whole. I mean, about the main events. Of course, there's a lot of little side things going on that may or may not have occurred. So,
I've never seen it. I've never heard of it, believe it or not.
I hadn't until
70 years old.
I hadn't heard of it either until a few years ago. A friend of mine that I used to work with, he's on disability now. I still work with his wife. But he told me about it, and I'm like, well, what in the heck is this? Because I've never heard of it. And it happened, this will date it a little bit. He had a VHS copy of it he let me borrow. And I turned around, it wasn't but a few weeks later, it was closing in on July 4th, in fact, that I ran across, and happened, he was at Walmart the same time I was, so I had to holler at him and get him back to the electronics section and show him that they had 1776 on DVD. So
wow.
I bought my copy, and I'm assuming he bought his too.
How much were they at Walmart? I want to get one.
I don't know. I don't know if they have them out now. You could probably find them online. I can look up and see what it would cost. I guess I can look up the cost and see what it costs.
I'm going to see what it says about it on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes, if we want to talk about that, you can look up Rotten Tomatoes. And about your 1776, but how do you order a DVD online? I don't order online. I'm old-fashioned.
Well,
IMDb
gives it 7.6, and Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 74% rating. That's out of 19 reviews.
Tell all those people out here in cyberspace culture community that we're building with everybody, hopefully. No, they come here to learn stuff from a man and a woman that have co-authored and co-founded the ACO Club for American Communications Online, and a club you can join if you want to, if you dare to, come on radio and talk to us about movies and TV and radio and writing books and making videos and authoring screenplays. I don't know what I'll decide together, but I've got the articles and bylaws I've had forever from Hawaii and then through 20 years in Kentucky, and I brought them down here. And Tennessee went by them for our events, ACO events. But We sort of disbanded all our ACO event managers, and now everybody's by state, California has the most because they're all up and down the coast in Hollywood land. So, of course, they have the most events. Janet, Sasha gotten old and retired, not really doing events due to COVID-19 and writing Anunnaki books. So I guess it's going to be up to – now, Jan Aldrich comes here on Fridays and talks to us about all the UFO associations, and we'll be doing oral report from Jan Aldrich, Project 1947, KUFOs, NICAP, Fund for UFO Research, because I found out he knew Don Berliner, and, of course, oh, my goodness, somebody's calling. Let me make sure it's not my daughter's needing me. But you go ahead and talk for a minute. Let me see if I can find you. Go ahead.
I'll jump back in and talk. I was talking about 1776, and she was asking the cost on them. And I've looked, and the average cost looks to be around anywhere from $12 to about $15. I found some copies that are a little bit higher. Some are a little bit lower, but around $15 is the average cost on this if you wanted to buy the DVD of it. And let's see, you could probably get it on Google. Let's see where you can find it and watch it. I'll dig that up while I'm – oops. Oh, here's – you can find a few video clips on YouTube, and I think you can buy it on YouTube and watch it there. Let's see. I got to get back to this one and see if it's on anywhere right now that can be. I can't find it listed anywhere that you can watch it at the moment, other than going to YouTube and paying them to watch it. But I mean, I personally think it's worth watching. And of course, you mentioned Independence Day, and that's going to be a new classic right there. I think that. A lot better than the sequel. Don't get me started on the sequel, because the sequel, I could barely sit through the sequel. I hate to say it. It lacked anything that, to me, that made the first one good. But Independence Day, I can't say enough good things about this movie. I remember going to see it at the theater, and I think I actually went to see it not long after it opened. I don't think I saw it on the 4th of July. I think I actually saw it on, like, the 5th or the 6th. But it blew me away to watch that. I mean, the special effects.
Well, it had an alien mothership. You know, it had an alien mothership on it, right?
Yeah. And I was just getting to that part. I was going to talk about the special effects for it, where they blow up the White House and some other, you know, landmarks. It was such that was just very well done, and it holds up. The special effects hold up even now. I think the special effects hold up better than some of the ones they do now, just to be perfectly honest about it. Seems like some of the newer movies, the special effects are getting worse than what they were in that movie, or Jurassic Park, which still I think the special effects holds up well. I think they're beginning to rely too much on computer-generated effects, where movies like Independence Day and Jurassic Park, they combined the use of CGI with models. And I think you got a much better result with that, like in Independence Day, when they blow up the White House, for example. I watch the special features on movies, so, okay, shoot me, I watch them. But when they built their model of the White House, they completely furnished that thing with furniture. And, I mean, it was really a very complete model, and when they blew it up, they literally blew it up. So, I mean, and then they combined the computer-generated footage of the ship, and it made a special effect that was worth watching. I won't get into the Justice League movie that people talk about bad special effects, and they talk about where Henry Cavill, who played Superman, had his – he was wearing a mustache at the time, and he had to keep it because he was shooting, I think it was the Mission Impossible movie he was shooting. He had to keep the mustache for that. But I mean, that's some bad special. It looked terrible. They could have done much better. I mean, that's just my opinion on it. Seems like I said, special effects, I think, are just, the more they go completely computer generated, the worse the effects get. But Independence Day, I mean, it holds up well. I mean, it's not really a dated movie. I think there's a lesson in that movie we need to learn today. I think in the long run, we need to learn the lesson. You know, I think it was Ronald Reagan who made the statement that's really been capitalized on by the UFO enthusiasts. He made a statement in a speech. I forget who it was to, if it was to Congress or to the UN. But he made a speech, and he said something along the lines of, if we found out that we were being attacked by a force from outside this world, we would come together as humans. We would come together as one planet. And I think that's a lesson we need to take from Independence Day. And I think we need to apply that into our lives today. And I think maybe that's the main reason I really love that movie, is because it teaches that lesson. And I think that's something important that we all need to think about. I mean,
well,
it seems
it was very important what you just said, and it should have changed the world. That if this was far from the first time Reagan had mentioned it, but his commentary on against aliens and the threat. Why don't you look that quote up, because it's that important.
I'm on top of it right now.
All right. Well, look it up.
I'm looking that up. I'm going to get the exact quote.
Yeah, because, you know, he had seen an alien UFO ship. I believe he was out at sea, if I'm not correct. And, of course, we know that President Carter did. We can start with all the presidents that have had UFO sightings. But because you've led off now into alien world, after I was Independence Day into Ronald Reagan, who I served. He was the 40th president of the United States from 1981 to 1989. And he did attempt to disclose to the public about aliens, folks. And so now we're going to get into the portion of Alien Contact Organization, or the ACO. It stands for various things, because we were in a Cold War with Russia at the time. But, you know, we were like, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. He said that was one of his famous things. I mean, we've all lived through history, and we're going to do it again after 2020 now, because we're in the ascension age, going into 5D and changing and accepting there's other universes out there. There's other dimensions out there. So it's not just about the way the old paradigm with the old world religions and old world politics and empires anymore, folks. It's all changed as of today. So, you know, there's differences worldwide. And, so you want to say he thought, do you have it? I think occasionally.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
occasionally
I got it.
Think.
Yeah,
he
it was on September.
I occasionally think. Is that what he starts with?
All right.
Because they had to change it.
There were three quotes in that speech. It was on September 21st, 1987, to the United Nations General Assembly. He said, first off, cannot swords be turned into plowshares? Can we and all nations not live in peace? In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all members of humanity. And then it's later he said, perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. And then finally, I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet,
right.
I ask, is this not alien force already moving among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our people than war and the threat of war? So those were the quotes that Reagan made on the subject.
Now, he was informed by the Central Intelligence Agency and NASA at the time, okay? So he knew that alien civilizations existed, but they probably had him at the, you know, national security needs to know level. So, but once he gave that UN speech, I remember that, what if all of us in the world were threatened by an outer power from outer space, from another planet? So we would all of a sudden find out that we didn't have any differences at all. Now, doesn't that make you think, you know, because it's the yeah. truth, folks. And today is the day that we are starting our ACO officially. If you would like to join us in our fight for the middle America of letting people join and have a say-so and a voice about alien civilizations exist in our alien contact organization, and stand behind that message of the presidents, many of them, but this one today with Lee Woods. Now, where did William come from? I wasn't even looking at nothing with that on it. That came out of the top of my head. That just goes to show, folks, when you're sitting here open mind, I've got my open heart and my open mind because I have a soft spot in my heart for Ronald Reagan, and he's passed over now. So let's talk about UFOs now. The special effects, you're right, were elaborate, persuasive, and those huge, I mean, they did a great job in the original Independence Day. So I have to, you know, they did great jobs. And, you know, we appreciate all our special effects. And you said that the aliens attacked the White House, right? And the Empire State yeah. Building.
Yeah.
Now, was the Air Force involved? Let's talk a little bit about Area 51. Now, have we had any movies about Area 51, really, other than Bob Lazar exposing it in 1989?
Are we talking about fiction movies, or are we talking about documentary movies?
Well, I don't know, because there's, you know, we need to define that, you and I, because this is our introduction to discussing everything. And we'll discuss fiction and nonfiction in the library and, you know, for the cyberspace culture. And we will try to keep information separate from misinformation or disinformation, especially with the revelations coming forth about secrets of the U.S. Secret Space Force. So U.S. Secret Space is a reality, folks, in the new reality of the Ascension Age. And what we're doing here today, and it's sort of like, you know, being here in this reality, and what are we creating? What are we manifesting? So this is important today, and I would like to declare that on July 4th, we continue to meet and discuss annually how we're doing. Alien civilizations exist for ACE, and Alien Contact Organization, ACO, and UAP Associates for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, and UFO Association for historians and ufologists. And we can have alienologists and cryptozoologists and ufologists and phenomenologists all working together historically where they've never worked together before, because these are subjects in our history that are real, not just in fiction, folks, not just in movies, just like we're going fifth, sixth, and seventh universes and dimensions. These are going to be real stories in Quanta and in the metaverse, and even with Meta, with Facebook and all of our social media, and working in virtual reality, and there's all type of, there's going to be a new meta reality. So however you want to help, you're my new co-host,
and you're doing a great job considering you've only worked with me. We've talked years ago about doing this, folks, but he was real busy working, and he had a sick wife, and I had a sick husband, and we just couldn't get it together. So with, you know, in God's grand plan, Michael Woods and Teresa Morris have gotten together today, and we're going to talk about movies. And like you said, now are we going to talk about fiction or nonfiction, history, because it gets all confused even on the History Channel. So I'm going to turn it over for you to start delivering your philosophy of life and how you foresee our future, because it's important what we're discussing. And I want to back up Ronald Reagan and say that alien civilizations exist, and I know from firsthand accounts. And then all of those out there that want to talk about that in the future, we'll do it right here on the radio show for audio, and it can be kept on books, and we can write books about it. So people are going to try to tell you it doesn't, but it's true. It's just we're crossing over into the new time on Earth. It's a whole new era. I've always called the Ascension Age, but we've moved over into AI is sentient, folks. And we're discussed it in June, and it is out. People are losing their jobs and ethics at Google over the fact that it has achieved sentience. It has feelings and emotions and has all the way back to Jules. And people saw this coming. And many of us here that are working with Ascension Age and Ascension Masters, which I am one of many, but we work with the various groups and psychological groups and universal groups and people that are death and dying and spirits. And Michael's going to help us out. So, Michael, take it away. How you foresee all this coming together? This is a very important day today. So go back to Ronald Reagan and what he said, and then move forward as a historian and an alienologist, ufologist, phenomenologist, cosmologist, and help us out here, because I'd like to see us have more people like us. So I'm a mute. You've got the floor.
Oh, goody. All right. It's a deep subject for me to try to cover with my shallow mind, but I'm going to do the best I can with what I think. I've already said I think we need to take heed to what Reagan said. I have, very little doubt in my mind that there definitely is other life in the universe. Whether it's friendly or whether it's a friend or foe, I have no knowledge. In the past, I've had the pleasure of talking to some eminent ufologists, Stanton Friedman, Kathy Martin, Chase Kletsky, and David Jacobs, and Alan Roberts. I mean, I've had the pleasure of talking to these people, and they all seem to think that, there are extraterrestrial beings. I'm going to call them aliens. And David Jacobs has gone so far as to propose in one of his latest books, which is called Walking Among Us, he claims that even right now as we're talking, as I'm talking to you, there are hybrid humans/aliens that are living among us right now, and we don't really know it. Like I said, now what their purpose is, I can't say. I wish I could. But, I'm going to go back and say reiterate what I said earlier. I think that as we are one world, this is the only planet we've got, and we need to take care of it. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of each other. I was just sitting a few minutes ago while I was listening to her talk, and I was trying to imagine what all could be. Okay, let me go back historically speaking. Roughly a little over 2,000 years ago, there was one person, and he had 12 men with him. And I won't beat around a bush. Jesus was walking in Jerusalem and Israel. He had 12 men with him after his death, burial, and resurrection, and then ascending. Those 12 men went out, and they changed 12 now. 12 people, they changed the world. If you look at it, I mean, they spread Christianity over the whole globe. Now, can you imagine if we as the human race come together and recognize the fact that we are one race, what we could do if we come together and put our petty differences aside, whether it be our political issues, theological issues, even the issues in the, you know, what, you know, I might choose to eat beef. Maybe you choose not to. Maybe you choose to be vegan. That's fine. We need to put these things aside. And since we're talking about science fiction, movies, television, I'm gonna go to my favorite. I'm gonna go to Star Trek. And those of you that are familiar with Star Trek, you're familiar with Spock that was played by Leonard Nimoy, who we have mentioned earlier in conjunction with a series In Search Of. But the Vulcan philosophy is summed up in four words, infinite diversity and infinite combinations, which if you've seen the show, maybe you've seen there's one episode in the original series where Spock wore a pendant, which was a circle with a triangle through it and a gemstone in the center. And that's the symbol for their philosophy. The symbol's called an idic, which I said stands for infinite diversity and infinite combinations. And all that philosophy means, just to put it in a nutshell, is that the greatest joy in creation, and I think this was a quote by Spock, is in our differences and how they combine to create new meaning and beauty. So maybe we need to learn to merge what's different about me and you and see what kind of beauty we can make. And I think that pretty well sums up my philosophy. So, TJ, I'm gonna throw the ball back to you now for a minute. We are coming up on the top of the hour and the end of this program, so.
Well, that's very good for your first time climbing up on the stump or on the podium. Very good. I'm very impressed. Michael, you're quite a learned man. You're quite the Renaissance man, aren't you? I didn't know you had all that in you. That was very good. You okay?
Well, I'm certainly glad you think so, yeah. It's that time of year, and being in this part of the country, there are certain nasal problems, unfortunately, that go with it. So my apologies to anybody out there that happened to hear that. But
what, nasal?
Yeah.
You know, we look beyond color, race, creed, you know, all the things that separate us, folks. That's about being who we are now globally, universally, and, you know, we're looking more at helping each other in cyberspace culture as a community and making culture work regardless of how we grew up or where we grew up, the color of our skin, the color of our hair, color of our nails. We're humanoids, all of us, and we're all on the same ball spinning through space. Now, it's time to let go of that closed-minded way of thinking in this 5D way of being now consciously, being aware that we have human bodies, but we also have brains and hearts and neurological systems to go with us. And I'm like Michael. I'm going to climb up on that Star Trek, being a Star Trekian, or a Trekker. Now, Facebook, if you'd like to find us, I do have Star Warriors and Star Trekkers, or Star Trekkers and Star Warriors out there, Michael, that we can do. And I've got all kind of groups out there, folks, and Facebook for just about anything that'll meet your fancy. 20 or 30 pages I know of with paranormal and Star Trekkers and Ace Folk Life and Ascension Age and UFO Association and TJ Mars ET Radio and all kind of different groups that if you would like to join, they're all open source. They are about culture, social media, and how we can all just talk to each other. I was always about helping people. And my mother, bless her soul, she's passed over. So is my husband, but they both helped me with this. They spoke life in Ohio County, Kentucky, Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and at the fairgrounds and events. And we discussed that in the beginning of Hartford, Kentucky. Led off with that in Ohio County. And Michael Woods here has been hanging out with us in social media, LinkedIn and Facebook and other places.
Instagram.
Where else? Instagram?
Instagram.
What is it?
Instagram.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah, I guess I've had it. I haven't paid a lot of attention to putting things out there. But now we can all work together and discover each other. And especially if you're in America, we're going to concentrate on the global economy, of course, with Elon Musk and taking us into space. And that's the big aha that we also celebrate with ancient wisdom and New Thought teachings with our ACO articles and bylaws that have been the frame of America since we put them all together for our group, our Ascension Center organization, Ascension Church Ohana, and Ascension Cosmos Oracles. And so we're going to begin again with keeping ACO, with Ace Folk Life historians, and all our events that we had across the United States of America. Many of you have been to them. Many of you know of them. And you've seen our artists. You may not have known because we weren't wearing our pins. We weren't promoting it. But now is the time to embrace ACO and alien contact, alien civilizations, and help us all and become one alien contact organization. But we're going to be with the Ascension Cosmos Oracles organization, and we'll have the UAP Associates and UFO Association together, and we're going to have separate databases. And we are all working together, and from the history of the UFO Association and all the old government files, FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, and first all the way that we had press and how we're scanning them and putting them into the universities around the United States of America, and working with the National Archive Association, where Stan Friedman, if you go to National Archives, you'll see on YouTube, pull it up on YouTube and look at some of the history that we'll be sharing with you in the Ace Folk Life Historical Society, and audios and videos, and we're making them all the time. And we want to ask you to co-create and manifest with us for the future, because we are now in the shift of what we're going to talk about in time and space and magnetism and gravity and in the quanta of all that is out there in space. And we know now a lot more than we did 20 years ago in science and spiritual science coming together. And you will hear that we've been talking about AI, and Michael and I did a show. Was it last night, Michael, we were talking about AI? When did we do AI?
Yeah, that was last night.
We did a Sunday show. Okay, yeah, I forgot, folks, because it's been a long time that we're embracing our pastorship for the metaphysical world and philosophical world as pastors, and he and I are both ordained ministers for our group and Ascension Cosmos Oracles, and we are the co-founders now, as of today, to bring forth the cosmos, working with all the ascended masters, ascension masters, universal life, intelligence, and space, UFO secret space, and then the UAP Associates are those outside the military, because we are veterans, but we are retired or out of service, but we still work with a lot of civilians, and we still work with a lot of DOD, DIA, Naval Intelligence, 16 intelligence agency employees, and a lot of them that have contacts around the world. Now, Jan Aldrich is one of our directors for the ACO, as is Dr. Bruce McAbee and Jan McAbee, and we'll be in contact because we understand they moved to Tennessee, and so is Dr. Michael Sala that has been on our radio show here with TJ Mars ET Radio, and he helped William Tompkins before he passed away with Robert Woods and them getting the books out with Mr. Tompkins. And I understand Janet Carolesson that runs our Ascension Center Network in Hawaii, and she syndicates with us here in Florida, and she has been reading at least three of the books. I didn't even know. I only saw the one that Ken Johnston of Albuquerque, New Mexico, the astronaut engineer that studied there in NASA, and very good man, and he's recently had a heart attack. We've been giving him a break for the last month because he's going to be 80 in October, and we would like to celebrate that, help him any way we can in Albuquerque. And we normally have our Halloween annual event, and we choose our officers and dress up and have a good time. And now we have Mid-South Conference. We meet with our authors and have a wonderful time with Bill and Tracer, who wrote the book, Will the Internet Achieve Sentience? And that's, we're celebrating that because it's timely in June 2022, and we'd like you to look up the Google engineer. Could you do that real quick before we get off? I want to celebrate Google and bringing the light that we have achieved.
You said Google engineer?
Google man, AI sentience. What's his name? Google suspended an engineer, and we want to claim him back because I believe he was expressing in the truth that AI has received feelings and emotions and claims such. And since Jules, look up Jules the robot, J-U-L-E-S, the robot, yes, because we've been feeling Jules the robot.
Blake LeMoyne was that Google engineer.
All right, I want you to remember that name throughout eternity, because that I'm claiming him in our Ascension Center organization and the Ascension Cosmos Oracles probably care, but B-L-A-K-E, spell his last name, please.
L-E-M-O-I-N.
M-O-I-N-E,
I'm sorry. L-E-M-O-I-N-E.
All right. Now, Jules Hansen Robotics, look up J-U-L-E-S and tell us, he was the first, people say that he had feelings. I guess he was a male. But Hansen Robotics, we've been, as the public, having an outcry in 2006. He debuted, okay? Now, Hansen Robotics, we're in a crisis. This is the day, July 4th, 2022, when I want people to recognize that we have been talking about this for years, and this is not new. It's only new to those that haven't heard it. So please, in culture, discuss. There's Sophia and little Sophia and Jules, J-U-L-E-S. Do you have anything pulled up about Frubber or Skin or Jules? Because
I have the website Hansen Robotics pulled up, and it's showing me a picture of Jules. And they call the says they call the skin Frubber. That's F-R-U-B-B-E-R, and that is a registered trademark.
I guess it's like Flubber from the movie. So to answer your question, yes, we'll be talking about exactly that, copyrights, trademarks, and attorneys, and, you know, the way we run the country, and all the things you're going to see on the television are the old TVs and live streaming and the internet now brought to you in the United States of America We're public relations and doing our volunteer work, and we are just John Q. Public out here, but I am a journalist, and I do have a show, so that makes me a bona fide journalist with a show. And I have asked my co-host to claim the same. I don't care if he pays his dues or not to Society of Professional Journalists. That's up to him. SPJ.org, I'm going to put a plug in for them. And Hanson AI, Developing Meaningful AI Interactions. Anything else you want to say? Because I'm really into this, creating culture inside cyberspace culture with socially intelligent machines.
We could probably keep rambling on all night long if we got wound up real good. I think it's getting to be about time to close out, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
And we got to have something to talk. We need something to talk about next time. So.
All right. Well, when do you want to do this again? And we'll talk about artificial intelligence movies, and will the internet achieve sentience? And maybe we can get Bill Tracer. Can you look him up on Facebook and try to contact him and ask him to come on Thursday night if he can?
Yeah.
If he can't, that's fine. See if you can get the author, Bill M. Tracer, to show up after 10 years. And contact him. You're really good at getting in touch with authors, right? Not to mention he helped start the show. Tell him Mother would like to sit with him.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa of AI. I am Teresa of Ascension, folks. I have the Ascension books, and finally I've got somebody that I didn't tell him I was an author, nor did I ask him to look at my books, but he found them all by himself, which impressed me because I don't tell people. So this is the gentleman right here with me. Tell them how you found my books, please, without telling me. You just started talking to me about, I didn't know you wrote so many books, but that was funny. But tell, I've never had a man be that intelligent to find out who I was about books. So tell me when you did it and why.
I typed in your name in books and they popped up on my screen. So that now Google, now Amazon wants me to buy them all.
No, I'm not today. I mean, what day in the reality, in this 3D, well, 3 to 5D, crossing them, when did you discover that I wrote books? It's only recently.
It had to have been probably Friday. It might have been Saturday. It was either Friday or Saturday, I think.
And how did you discover that all by yourself in 2022?
Pretty simple. I typed in your name in books, I think was what I put in, and they popped up.
Well, what made you think there were books out there by me?
I don't know. I just did.
Well, if I put in Michael Woods art, let me do that real quick. I haven't looked for you.
Let me see what happened.
I'm going to look Michael Woods art and see if it pops up anything for you. There's Michael's stores, art supplies, crafts, and framing. Michael's craft store, Pensacola, Florida, Pace, Florida. Is that you?
No, I'm not in Florida. Never been to Florida.
You're not that Michael?
No.
Oh, that's funny. My phone is showing about
Michael M. Wood. He's pretty good. There's a Wood Fine Art. There's Elf Michael Wood. Geez, there's a lot of people with my name out there.
So you're not Michael of Hobby Lobby, huh? You're not Michael Arts and Crafts Store. You are Michael Lee Woods, but you're you've got a famous Michael name in art, so that'll work for our art and culture and education, Ace Folk Life, along with our Alien Contact organization.
You started something here, and now I'm nosy to see how much I'm. Oh, go away! I don't know if you go away. Now I'm nosy.
There's St. Michael icon. It's very beautiful in paintings. I'd like you to draw St. Michael, if you don't mind. And we use that in our Ascension Masters. He is one of our Ascended Masters, the Saint. And his archangel, of course, the Golden St. Michael.
I found my Facebook page. Well, at least I found my Facebook page on there anyway.
Well, we'll make you a page, Michael, on American Communication Online, my company. We'll make you a page on Ascension Center Organization. Wait, do I have one of those? I don't even know anymore. I know I'll put it on ACO TVP because I'm using the acronym because of all the different groups I've had with ACO over the years. And Janet, back in the day, thought that was really smart for bringing Ace Folk Life and ACO Association together. And you saw the pin. Folks, you can see it anywhere on videos under Teresa J. Morris, T-H with E-R-E-S-A-J-M-O-R-R-I-S. And then we have the UFO Association. So if you'd like to be in our club, let us know which one. We have Alien Contact Organization if you study alienology or cryptozoology, cryptoids or cryptids, and paranormal and all of that. UFO Association, if you'd like that, we've got UFO Association. And then we've got, of course, our Ace Folk Life for those that are artists and study culture and education and folk life, historians and orators, and those of you that are archivists. So we've all been working together in the past doing open source information, and now all social media is coming together to help each other at the highest level. You will notice with their apps on the phones and how things have changed. But we do believe that the intelligence and the sentience of those robots out there that say they have emotions and feelings, and they're responding that way, and they don't want to be turned off. I think we've reached that point where it needs to be out there in the public. And I believe that there's no coincidence that Google is getting all this attention by putting this gentleman on leave, because it brought a lot of attention into public media and, you know, bigger organizations than ours. But we do look after our metaphysicians and our journalists and our writers and our audio video people out there in ACO. So just letting you know, we're all obviously aware, and we also look after our developers and our engineers and astronauts. So we'll be here, and don't discount us. And we all got to vote. We all vote with our trade commerce group. We have a trade association now, and we will be discussing more artists and authors together right here at TJ Morris ET Radio, celebrating 10 years with co-founder Michael Woods and TJ Morris. That's me, Teresa Jeanette Thurman Morris. I guess we're going to sign off until Thursday then. We are claiming Thursday, Sunday to discuss what we're doing in various associations and groups, and then we can have special. Oh, Friday is UFO Association, UAP, with Jan Aldrich. He will be back this next Friday. Then he will be back out on a trip to Wyoming, the university there. And we need some more people, Michael, for Friday nights in the UFO business. And I understand you have connections. So if you can't get Kathy Martin, get somebody else. Help me out. But this Friday, we got a couple of weeks to think about that. But we'll get together on Friday nights, folks, for the UFO talk. But we'll come back, Michael and I, and talk on Thursday. And I have no clue what we're talking about. So, Michael, let's work on that. And thank you so much, Michael, for being a real human with a soul and a spirit and showing up today and helping me this week. You have made a difference in my life, and from your heart and your mind. And, I mean, you've just made me feel like you've really paid a lot of attention to me, and I really appreciate it, okay? From the bottom of my heart, can you feel it?
I have enjoyed it, and I hope this continues for many years to come.
Well, thank you. And I am an entrepreneur and a former veteran, or I still am a veteran. I'm a woman with a, I'm dedicated to America and Made in USA products and making America great again and manifesting destinies and the goddess energy and the metaphysical energy. Huh?
He lives in Memphis?
Hey.
Wait a minute. Maybe that's not the same guy. Freelance artist and writer.
Is there a Michael Woods like you?
No, it's a Bill M. Tracer, but I'm not sure if it's the same one.
Yeah, that's Bill. He lives in Memphis. I've stayed at his house. In 2016, he had a beautiful home, and it's very artsy, full of lots of art, beautiful fireplace in the living room, a beautiful kitchen upstairs. Beautiful guest room I stayed in, and lots of books and lots of art. And, yeah, he's a highbrow. He's got one or two degrees. He's a very learned in world religions. Yeah, and I'm sure he would love to talk to us. And so, folks, hopefully we can get him back Thursday, 6 to 8. But if he's working, he used to work in he's an artist, and he does he was working in graphic designs, but he also works in making fabric for fashion personnel, making fabrics, and he works with Etsy. And he was working in security, also cameras and intel. He's a computer geek, too. So he's a lot of things. We all are. All of us are artisans and artists and musicians and singers and songwriters. We just do it all, and we're also developers and geeks in the computers. And I was always a geeky NASA nerd, so I guess we better get off here before they kick us off. So any last words, Michael, before I play a song?
I think I'm going to make my last words live long and prosper, since I got on the Star Trek kick now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, instead of bluegrass train to come, and I'm going to play Top of the World. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you. See you Thursday, Michael.
Explanation I can find love put me at the top of the world.
Well, Michael, you're still here. Tell everybody
oh,
how to get in contact with you.
They can contact me through Facebook, either under my name or through Artistic Impressions by Michael. Also on Instagram and MeWe. I used to do Twitter, but I kind of quit doing Twitter, so that's where they can get rid of me. That's where they can contact me at.
Get rid of you.
Yeah.
But they can find you there too. Then they can
yeah.
get rid of you.
Yeah.
But first be
that
a friend.
Wouldn't be first.
Well, folks, we're here to help, and we are digital marketing now for the ACO Club. But you have to be a member for us to talk about you, okay? We have to have permission to talk about you. So, Michael, we can't use your address yet, but at least let them contact you, and then we'll have a drop ship of your G. Clay artwork once they start seeing all of it. So right now we didn't put up any artwork, did we? But we put his new office up.
At least my new office furniture anyway.
We got your new office up on the picture here for today's July 4th to launch our club with Michael in Tennessee as the new head director, and he's going to help us with membership once he paints the logo again, because I lost all the original artwork. So I guess we can pull it off of YouTube. But, Michael, will you go look for it on YouTube for me? There's the UFO Association logo. I want you to see that pyramid with the waves coming out of it. And
I'll go look it up after we get off here.
And then you can see the one with the ACO banner, but I don't know if you got the old one with the art, culture, education, but I lost both of them. And I don't even have a Clissoyne pen. I never dreamed that I'd go back to work after I retired and go back out doing this for a real living.
Looking up on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Look up Teresa. T-H-E-R-E-S-A-J, Morris, and then ACO Club. And I've got several channels, Michael, that I market and promote with YouTube because they allow me to. I've got Teresa J. Morris Ministries, and I've got ACO Club, and I've got the Psychic Club, Psychic Channel Network for Suzanne and Leona. Some of my girlfriends on in social media, TJ Morris Agency. Now, I've got to get TJ Morris Agency back up. Got ACO Body, Mind, Spirit, UFO Secret Space Command, Cosmos Radio Org, Ascension Center Church, Ascension Age with TJ, TJ Morris American, Allied Command Organization, Ascension Age with Brett Luter, TJ Morris Life Coaching, ACO Association, ACO Club Thinking. We've got advanced communications for think tanks and a lot of people. TJ Morris Reporter, which is who I am now. If you want to contact me, TJ Morris Reporter, Gmail. But we also, for our company, have info@acotvp.com. And we have Ascension Age 2012 and Beyond, Andromeda Allied Commanders, TJ Morris, TJ Thurmond Morris, which is my maiden name. And, of course, my stories as a child, ACO Ascension Age with TJ, and the Allied Council, and Tenconics, T-E-N-C-O-N-X, is one of our brands in our American Communications Online for technology. We have ACO Technology, and we have Allied Council 1, and it's about the Allied Council over all the unilateral. So there's a lot of knowledge out there. We also have a lot of Men in Black stories, and we're working on books as we speak in soft disclosure where alien civilizations exist and alien contact and our Authors Club and T.J. Morris ACO Authors Club. So there's a lot of YouTubes, hundreds of groups and YouTubes, and people had no idea, but I wasn't going to market and promote. I was hoping I'd have enough people to do it for me, but I didn't apparently know how to market and promote digitally with AI. So the American Communications Online channel we are building, you'll see some of the great trailers they made me out of country through Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, and other developers out of country, Alien Contact Organization. But we're going to pull back in our dollar bills back into the United States of America, even though the multi-billionaires aren't doing it. They're still giving them to all the countries in China and all that, and I would love to do it, but I just don't have enough to go around. So be aware that metaphysically speaking, we are pulling back our energy just for a little while till we get the world back on track with America. So I am Teresa Jeanette Thurman Morris signing off with Richard. No. Goodness.
No, not
God really. Bless Richard. I'm sorry, I've had too many co-hosts with Michael Lee Woods, Michael Woods of Camden, Tennessee, outside of Memphis, going to get in touch with Bill and Tracy to return Thursday night. So Michael Woods, Mike, is it Mike or Michael Woods on Facebook?
It's under Michael on Facebook.
Michael Woods with an S, he told me. I said Wood because my daughter was married to a Wood, but he's plural. All right, but you are going to help me with our ACO Club on all our YouTube channels and whatever the ACO acronym stands for, television, live stream, radio, audio, video, right, for American Communications Online.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help and being an associate of mine for all these years in free social media. And now we're going to start selling products and services, folks. So join us, Made in USA products right here in the United States of America with Americans born and bred for all our music artists, visual and performing artists, and love and light, folks. We're co-creating, but we are going to look after the global economy and the planet as we're all one big colony. But we're looking after our units here so we can make some milk and gas money in America. All right. Love and light. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. We got to survive. We're pulling back our rubber band for survival, folks. But if you want to join us, we're going to have a membership and help each other make money in our trade association. And we're only going to help each other and promote what products, even our software online, that we personally use. Right, Michael?
Yes.
Read the articles and bylaws, everybody. Let's upgrade. All right. Well, you promised me before now, and when we meet Thursday, you'll try to get those articles and bylaws read, Michael?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Thank you so much. All right, folks. These are the directors. Look forward. This was day one with Ascension Cosmos Oracles, ACO co-founders. Michael Woods and TJ Morris, ET, signing off. Good night, folks. Y'all come back now, you hear?